Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Bills Wire podcast presented to you by USA Today Sports SMG. My name is Matt Johnson, one of your hosts of this podcast here every week. I'm not sure if this is my last one of the year or if I'm going to do some stuff in the off season. I don't know yet, but I'm happy to be with you today on the best possible conclusion we had left of this unfortunately sad campaign of the 2018-19 season. The Bills walk away with a victory at home at New Era Field, 42-17 against the Miami Dolphins, finishing 6-10 on the season, the Miami Dolphins finishing 7-9, and it was a bittersweet ending for this, for the occasion. Obviously, unless you've been living under a rock the last couple days, this was Kyle Williams' last game as a Buffalo Bill, and what a way it was to go out. Exceptional play on both sides of the ball for the Bills. A little bit of errors on special teams, but everything else made up for it. This was a bittersweet ending, and according to NFL.com, this was the biggest, let me see, this was the biggest point difference in a Bills game since September, maybe October of 2016, when the Bills played the San Francisco 49ers. So that is a good sign. Josh Allen having one hell of a day and showing why he can be the QB of the future, something that a lot of the Bills fans quote-unquote believe in. He went 17 of 26 today for 224 yards passing and three touchdowns, also having 95 yards on the ground for two touchdowns. So that's five touchdowns in total today. Unbelievable game for Josh Allen. Rushing, we did exceptionally well. Chris Ivory, 14 attempts for 45 yards. And LeSean McCoy, 10 attempts for 26 yards, one touchdown, bringing us a total of 166 yards on the ground. Receiving, this was a fun one today. Zay Jones, 6 receptions, 93 yards, 2 touchdowns. Chris Ivory, 1 reception, 46 yards. Jason Kroom, 2 receptions, 32 yards. Robert Foster, 4 receptions, 21 yards. LeSean McCoy, 2 receptions, 18 yards. And the most important one of the day, Kyle Williams catching his first NFL career pass. 1 reception, 9 yards. This was a really cool moment to see. The New Era Field crowd was hyped up, and it was nice to see. Ray McLeod also with a catch for 5 yards, bringing Buffalo's receiving yards to 224 yards total. On Miami's side of things, not a great day for them. Ryan Tannehill, 18 of 31, 147 yards, no touchdowns, 2 interceptions. It was, oof. Yeah, not a good day overall for them. Tannehill had 1 receiving touchdown, and tired of hearing the Philly special every time a quarterback catches a pass in the end zone, but Ryan Tannehill did get 1 receiving touchdown. That slipped my mind previously, but very happy with the way the Bills played overall. We're going to look into all the drives right now with some clips courtesy of CBS Sports and, of course, the NFL. All copyright belongs to them. Start off, the first drive went 66 yards on 9 plays, and it finished up with a Josh Allen 1-yard touchdown run. Let's listen to the call.
Second down at the wall last year against Miami. Can he do it in his final game here in Buffalo? The quarterback sneak it instead with a push from Kyle and a touchdown.
He was the biggest decoy in the NFL.
So good. It was nice to see Kyle Williams out there right behind him. So that was nice to see. Miami gets the ball, but well, that's their first possession. They go three plays, they go 9 yards, and a interception. Ryan Tannehill intended for Danny Amendola, intercepted by Tremaine Edmonds at the Miami 35-yard line. Bills get the ball back. Drive 18 yards on 1 play. Josh Allen with an 18-yard touchdown pass to Zay Jones. bringing the score to 14-0 Buffalo. Miami gets the ball back, 8 plays, 32 yards with an interception to Trey White. Intended for Kenny Stills, and Tre'Davious White gets the interception. Bills get the ball back, drive 11 plays on 49 yards. Drive 49 yards on 11 plays. Pardon me. And Stephen Hauschka missed a 42-yard field goal, which is, if you really think about it, he's definitely still bothered by the hit by, I can't remember the Jets defender's name, but Hauschka never misses stuff like that. And they've been a little conservative with his range as far as the field goals go the last couple weeks. And, I think Hauschka's still feeling the effects of it. Hats off to him, though, for continuing to play. Luckily, it did not jeopardize the Bills' chances to win. All right, second quarter starts off. Miami with the ball. 4 plays, 6 yards, punted away. Bills get the ball back. 5 yards on 3 plays, punt the ball. Miami, 5 yards on 4 plays, punt. Bills, 9 yards, 3 plays, punt the ball away. Miami gets a touchdown here. 56 yards on 11 plays. Kenny Stills passes to Ryan Tannehill in the Philly special. Bringing the score to 7-14, bringing the Dolphins right back into the game. Bills get the ball, negative 2 yards, and an interception. Josh Allen, intended for Jason Kroom, gets intercepted by Jones at the Buffalo 29, who returns it for a pick 6, 29-yard touchdown, bringing the score to 14-14. Yep. All right, going into the second half here. Miami gets the ball first, goes 1 yard on 3 plays, punts the ball away. Bills get the ball back, shotgun. Josh Allen, pass short left to Foster for 5-yard touchdown. Let's listen to that call.
Snatched it out of the air for Edmonds, the rookie out of Virginia Tech. And now the other big rookie, Allen, lunging for the end zone is Zay Jones, and it's a touchdown.
So good, so fun to watch. Bills up 21-14 at this point. Miami gets the ball back. Fumble, going negative 3 yards on 2 plays. Recovered by Phillips. And the Bills on that drive, after the fumble, get a touchdown. LeSean McCoy up the middle for 9 yards, going 23 yards on 5 plays, bringing the score to 28-14. Pretty much after the previous touchdown, Bills just hammered on him. It was unbelievable. Miami gets the ball back and gets their last point of the game. Sanders with a 29-yard field goal, bringing the score 17-28. Bills get the ball back, punt 9 yards on 3 plays. Fourth quarter starts. Miami gets the ball, 16 yards on 4 plays, punts the ball away. Bills get the ball back, drive 55 yards on 3 plays. Josh Allen scrambles right in for a 30-yard touchdown rush for Josh Allen. Let's listen to that call. So good. All right. Miami gets the ball back. Fumbles go after going 30 yards on 7 plays. Bills getting the ball back. Drive 37 yards on 2 plays. Josh Allen, deep left to Zay Jones, 26-yard touchdown, bringing the score to 42-17. Miami gets the ball back, punt after going 2 yards on 3 plays. Bills, turnover on downs after going 27 yards on 8 plays, and the game ends with Miami's possession, 11 yards on 2 plays. What a astounding game. This was fun to see Buffalo play this way. I'm sure they had a little bit of fire underneath them for Kyle Williams' retirement and so much more. They get to leave the season with their heads hanging a little bit high. I do got to note there was some other stuff too. I did want to play that clip for you guys of Kyle Williams' catch because while, like I said, it was only one reception for 9 yards, but it was just a cool moment. Let's listen to that call as well.
That is awesome. I could see it coming. I kind of felt they were going to come with that bootleg. I'm surprised the Miami players couldn't sniff that out a little bit better.
Super enjoyable. Super enjoyable to watch that. Kiko Alonso continues to be one of the dirtiest players in all of NFL, all football. He took a cheap shot at Josh Allen. He missed him. He was very close to popping him helmet to helmet or shoulder pad to helmet. Ended up catching him with his foot, still knocking Josh's head back. A huge fight ensued. I can't remember which quarter this was in. But, you know, this big fight. Kiko Alonso got tossed. One other Dolphins player got tossed. And Mills from the Buffalo also got tossed. It was it was nice to see. I know Josh Allen was happy about it. Sean McDermott was happy about it. With the team, coming to defend Josh. It's always good to see all the other players coming in and fighting the battles for the quarterback who absolutely has to be protected. I'd hate to see Josh get hurt in another instance. That would not be good. But yes, it was a great ending to this year. 6-10 on the season. We hope for so much more. But obviously no playoffs this year, and it's off-season right now. This is putting in the work. This is time to put in the work. Who knows who's going to get fired on, what do they call it, Black Monday, I think it is, where all the coaches get fired, and, that's usually when it happens. Who knows? I brought it up last week. I don't know if any, is going to be the scapegoat of this season. I don't foresee anybody getting canned. This was just a lack of talent year. That's really, I love the coaching. But the biggest issue this year was a lack of talent. And now with our cap space available, and as soon as free agency hits, this is make or break for Brandon Bean and this regime right now. What he does in this offseason, whether he can put together a winning football team that's fighting for the playoffs come week 16, week 17, this is going to be Brandon Bean's defining moment. So pay very close attention to how this goes. This next season will be his third year in, and he's got this cap space. Let's see if he makes the right decisions that the Bills need to put forth a winning football team. I know Coach McDermott's going to be following the process very closely, pun intended, and it should be a relatively good offseason. I hope so. I hope. If you didn't listen to our podcast the other day, me and Jeremy discussed it a little bit. Obviously, the offensive line needs a ton of work. I love the defense. The defense has been the most fun part to watch over the last couple years, especially with the McDermott regime. And actually, the defense was really good before Rex Ryan. But, that's going to be fun to watch. We need Buffalo needs more help wide receivers. They really do. I love Zay Jones. I love Foster. They are developing into two dependable wide receivers weapons for Josh Allen that needs to continue. I would like to see LeSean McCoy return for one more year. I don't know if he will. I don't know what his contract situation is. I don't know if there's going to be any trades or whatnot. I don't know. I don't know what the future is with McCoy. I really like Chris Ivory. I'm not 100% sure what his deal was this season, but I really enjoyed watching Chris Ivory play. There's a lot of good and a lot of bad to take from this season. And, I'm sure you're all aware of everything that's happened, that's went on this year, but I'm hoping, you got to stay optimistic. One off season can change an entire season. Don't give up faith. And, I know I've preached it just about every episode I've been on. Just don't give up the faith. You'd be surprised. Good teams have fallen apart at the end of the season and made way for surprise teams, to make postseason runs and this and that. But this offseason will define Brandon Bean's legacy here at One Bills Drive. That's for sure. Don't have a whole lot. Like I said, there's no postseason, no game next week. I don't know. I'm trying to get word from the boss if I will be continuing this in the off season. It'll be tough to, but I'd be more than happy to continue to provide podcasts for our Bills fans, there is a lot that goes on in the offseason. And again, this is going to be a pivotal year in the offseason. If not, if you know, I'm looking forward to working with the Bills Wire team and podcasting for all of you in you know, next season. It's going to be a lot of fun. Have a full season, and I'm looking forward to working with the team. If you want to listen to other stuff, I said at my first appearance, I have another podcast on the BICBP radio network called The 2-Point Conversation, along with a host of other ones, but I have a general all-team football one. And actually, our editorial manager, I think that's his proper title, Nick will be on the show this upcoming Wednesday if you want to check it out. We're going to preview the NFL playoffs, so make sure you look out for that. It is on the BICBP radio network. And I hope you all tune in and listen. Nick has a lot of great points. I always love having him on the show. And he's very knowledgeable, and he works very hard, him and everyone else on the team, to provide you all with great content every week here. So, in closing, yeah, I don't know if I'll be talking to you next week via the Bills Wire podcast. I hope I am. If not, have a safe and happy New Year's, people. Be careful, please. Don't make any... I don't want to sound preachy, but just be careful out there. Call a taxi if you're feeling a little saucy. You know, just take care of yourselves. Take care of yourselves. And go Bills. Take care, y'all.